Welcome to step one of Bee Magic in 2018. This step is about creating a word that, or, you know, a short couple of words that is a touchstone for how you want to feel in 2018. The most important thing when you're creating a life that you love is how you want to feel in it. You can meet all these goals and still not feel happy. So the first thing to focus on is who you want to be and how that person feels. So I invite you to make a word or a short phrase for the year that you're going to focus on. A couple of tips. One, I've been doing this for many years, and I used to do it and create the word and put it away or something, and I wouldn't even remember it by the next year. So that was not very helpful to me in the long run. Then I would, write it down in a workbook or something. And so I would see it, but usually at the end of the year when I was like kind of reviewing my year from before and deciding where to go from and be like, you know, I never really focused or looked at this at all. And then probably about, I think 4 years ago, I started deciding that, you know, this word was really going to be something that I needed to, or not needed, but wanted to focus on to help me keep me thinking about what I wanted to do. And so I put my word of the year everywhere. I can't forget it. It's on a pop-up sticky note on my laptop where I see it every time I open it. I stick it on a sticky note in the bathroom or something. I put it in my nightstand where I open it and see it. So I put it in several different places. And, you know, I'll be honest, as the year goes on, sometimes, you know, you've seen it enough that you may forget. But it's just a good reminder that it's always there. And you can keep coming back to it. Even if you start to drift away from that focus, it's there. And, you know, that's not like you need to do this. It's just something to do for you. And if it works wonderful for you, that's great. I found that it's been really fun for me to have a word guiding my year. And usually the word that I choose is like, not the word that I want. Because the way I choose a word is I meditate on it and let it come to me. I don't go out looking for it. I don't pick what I think would be fun. Even though I'm telling you to pick up what you want to feel, a lot of times the biggest growth words to focus on are going to come from your subconscious mind. For me, usually I'll wake up dreaming about it or, you know, thinking about that word. A lot of times they start popping out when I'm in the shower. And so I would like to say when you're doing this, trust your intuition. It's fine if you want to look and, you know, find something that feels good to you. You can look on Daniel Laporte's. She has the feeling desire map where she has all the different emotions and ways that you could desire to feel. You can just look around in your own area of space, but, I suggest at first just giving your intuition time to bring that perfect emotion or word or phrase for you to focus on during the year, because it will definitely do it. And if you pick one and it doesn't feel right, you can change it. You know, in March, you can change it. In December, in January, you can, this is like for you. If you're like, this is dragging me down, I don't want to feel this way, this word doesn't inspire me, you can change it. this is all about you being who you want to be. So you're in total control over how you decide to work with creating a word of the year. It's just a tool to support your growth. So, yeah, if you have any problems coming up with a word, feel free to reach out for help. If you want to share your word, feel free to share it in the Facebook group. If you're in my group, if not, share it to me on Twitter or Facebook or anywhere. I love to support you in creating what you want to create in 2018.